Some people travel on business, some in search of health. But it is neither the sickly nor the men of affairs who fill the grand hotels and the pockets of their owners. It is those who travel for pleasure, as the phrase goes. What Epicurus, who never traveled except when he was banished from his country, sought in his own garden, our tourists seek abroad. And do they find their happiness? Those who frequently visit tourist resorts must often find this question, with a tentative answer in the negative, fairly forced upon them, for tourists are, in the main, a very gloomy-looking tribe. I have seen much brighter faces at a funeral than in the Piazza of St. Mark's, Venice. Only when they can band together and pretend, for a brief, precarious hour, that they are at home, do the majority of tourists look really happy. One wonders why they come abroad. The fact is that very few travelers really like traveling. If they go to the trouble and expense of traveling, it is not so much out of curiosity, for fun, or because they like to see things beautiful and strange, as out of a kind of snobbery. People travel for the same reason as they collect works of art, because the best people do it. To have been to certain spots on the earth's surface is socially something one can boast of, and having been there, one is superior to those who have not. Moreover, traveling gives one something to talk about when one gets home. The subjects of daily conversation are not so numerous that one can neglect an opportunity of adding to one's store.